AM 1450 KONP is proud to present Artbeat. And now, your host, Karin Hannon.
Thanks for joining me here on Artbeat. We have a great show lined up, and to kick it off, we have a couple of women talking about Four Women. Marion Trowbridge and Carol Swarbrick-Dries are here to talk about the production of Four Women. And this is a play by Rebecca Redshaw, opens next Friday. And Marianne and Carol, first of all, thanks for coming down.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So, Marianne, now you are, in fact, the Four Women. There
yes,
are two
I
of you
am.
Here, but you're all four. And this is a kind of a special play. I mean, I think I can tell it's kind of close to your heart. But tell us a little bit about Rebecca and the writing of the play, first of all.
Let me go back about a year when I was doing another reading for Rebecca. And we were talking about plays afterwards, and she had written some plays. And I asked her if she'd ever written a one-woman play. And she said no. And I said, Jay, if you ever write one, I'd love to try it, you know, if it's in my age range.
So that was probably all she needed to hear, right?
Yes. She said, would you do it? And I said, yes. And she said, I'll write it. And she started writing.
So did she have any input from you, or was this all out of Rebecca Redshaw's
head? It was all Rebecca's. But, every bit of it, yes.
But I think you told me before we went on the air that as the characters developed, you got to see them. So,
yes.
So you were kind of there as it was happening.
As she'd finish a character and send it to me, and I'd start memorizing right away and getting acquainted with the character.
And how different are the characters? I mean, you know, in a little bit we'll talk in depth, but sort of just give us the differences between the four.
Well, Elizabeth, the first one, she's 101 years old. Very sharp, though. She doesn't get around well, but she's still mentally sharp. And I'm no spring chicken, so I feel very close to Elizabeth. And I understand her. I have a sister who's 96 and who's still very sharp. So I know Elizabeth quite well.
And so she's the 101-year-old, and she's a New Englander. So
yes,
so we can
is.
Imagine that she's a pretty sort of down-to-earth character,
yes,
I'm guessing.
Yes, she is, very much so.
Now, before we talk about the other ones, let's bring you in, Carol. And you yourself have a pretty long history in the theater. Was it tempting to you to want to do this, or were you happy to be the director?
I am thrilled to be the director. I am really delighted to be working with the words written by Rebecca Redshaw and have them performed by Marianne. I directed her earlier in another one of Rebecca's pieces, and she's a dream. She's a dream to watch, and to be able to direct her is just it's really a thrill. I don't know how many people will understand this, but once I give Marianne a suggestion, the next time we run through that character, it is fully incorporated in her performance, and it's wonderful to watch the process, although it's almost instantaneous, so it's hard to catch, but she's really, really delightful, and Rebecca has truly made these characters each so specific and so full and so rich that it's been a delightful challenge to direct this reading,
now,
very, very much so.
And from your perspective, as an actress yourself, you know, to take on the entire play, I mean, that is a big challenge for Marianne.
It's huge. It's huge, and it's very different than entering a cast, because I have many friends in the performing arts who really want to get into plays for one reason, for that family. For the family that you adopt enter into when you get into a cast. But when it's a one-person show, you have nobody to play with. There's nobody to play with, and there's nobody to play off of. So it's up to Marianne. I think what we started to do is we started to think of this as a radio show. And so it's very... very specifically, also, this is a reading So Marianne will have the script up there. She knows it. But but she will have the script up there anyway. And we're going to do it very much like a radio drama.
So having said that it's a reading, though, people shouldn't be confused that this is simply somebody reading from a paper. I mean, it really is an acted reading.
Entirely. Absolutely. Yes. You, when you come to the show, when you all come to the show, you are going to see one actor. You will see four very different women on the stage.
Let's bring Marianne back in. So we've talked a little bit about Elizabeth, who's 101. So let's hear about the other women, too, and what the relationship, all the links are between the four.
Well, the link is that they all, at one time or another, they had a relationship of one kind or another with Robert Cabot. And that's really the only link between them. Elizabeth was his sister. Bootsy was just 14 when she met him during the war. And then also during the war,
Sherry,
let me think. Yes, Sherry knew him for a short time. She didn't know him for that long, but what happened between them affected the rest of her life. And then Vera, the last one, she's younger than the other women. She married him when he was a senior. And she was with him for 20 years. But they all have a different outlook on Robert Cabot.
So we have Elizabeth, our New Englander, and Bootsy, I believe, is a Southern belle.
Oh, yes.
So you have to pick up that accent
yes,
and so on.
Yes.
And Bootsy, I believe, is one of your favorites.
Yes, she is.
And why would that be?
Well, I don't know. She was the first one, of course, that I became acquainted with. And I love doing the Southern accent. She's not highly educated at all, and she had a rough life growing up. But I think the audience is going to just love her. She loves life, and she loves to dance, and she gets excited over things, and. Sometimes I feel very much like Bootsy.
So which of the characters was the hardest for you, conversely?
Well, I thought in the beginning that it was Vera. Vera is Italian, and she has an Italian accent. And she's a businesswoman, and I had a hard time getting into her. But once I was able to step into her shoes, I felt like, I can handle Vera. She's fine. Well, then... the last one, it's a shorter, you don't see her as much, but she's in a retirement home, assisted living. She has Alzheimer's. And so she's in and out mentally of everything. One line doesn't lead to the next necessarily with her because she's all over the place. She's here and then she's 30 years ago, and then she's back here in the way she's talking. And all of these women, they're talking to the audience.
Do you feel that Rebecca managed to capture the Alzheimer's, sort of condition through that particular character?
Well, I believe so. I'm not as familiar with the illness, especially in the beginning. She's in the beginning of it. I did work with some patients, some Alzheimer's patients, at one time, but it was near the end of their road, so to speak, and they were quite a bit different than Sherry is.
So, Carol, throughout this play, I assume that we're going to have ups and downs, and some laughter, maybe some tears, a bit of everything.
I think you're right.
I think so.
Yes, it's a touching. Sometimes, you're right, sometimes humorous. Revelation. There are more than four revelations in four women. Yes. Very entertaining.
And how much are we going to learn about the mysterious Robert Cabot, or is he going to remain an enigma, or can't we say?
Oh, I think you'll know him. I think, yes, definitely. You'll know Robert Cabot.
Okay.
You'll know him when he was young and handsome and in the service, and then you'll know him as he grew older. And the women in his life all the way through affected his life so much. You'll definitely know Robert
Cabot. We will
Cabot.
Know Robert Cabot, and we'll know these four other characters. It'll be interesting to see what comes from Rebecca next, too. I mean, are you suggesting anything to her, or who knows?
Who knows? She's one. You know, I've done other readings for her, and she's wonderful with words. An actress's dream. And now, to work with Rebecca and to work with Carol, this is like frosting on the cake for me. The cake is four women, but they're the frosting.
All right. Well, we're just about...